mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
The word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, a radical idea to reverse climate change, engineering future humans to lighten their carbon footprint. We'll hear from a bioethicist stirring the philosophical debate over how to slow down global warming. And a nonprofit startup addresses the problem of so-called play deserts. We'll hear about the big benefits of relatively small efforts to make playgrounds a weapon in the battle against childhood obesity. But we begin with prevailing perceptions of working women by men whose wives don't work outside the home.
We're going to need more employees, so I'm going to allow everyone escorts, even the girls, and some kind of gift for Mr. Garner.
You're off limits.
I don't think he's the one who needs to be reminded.
He was all over you the time you wore that red dress, the one with the bow in the back that makes you look like a present. Could you wear it?
Stop it.
I didn't mean it that way. All I was saying was this is the office, and that's life. And this is good. That's life.
John Slattery there as office playboy Roger Sterling, again hitting on office manager Joan in a scene from television's Mad Men. While Roger embraces the women in his office as sex objects, Mad Men deftly portrays the 1960s-era resistance to women in positions of power in the workplace. A recent study at the University of North Carolina discovered similar attitudes existing today. Men in traditional marriages, meaning those with stay-at-home wives, are more likely to look negatively upon working women. With us to expand on this surprising twist in the glass ceiling story is Joanna Weiss, columnist for the Boston Globe and author of the novel Milkshake. Joanna, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So can you summarize the findings of the new study led by Sridhari Desai at UNC at Chapel Hill?
Sure. The study wanted to look at why women are so underrepresented on corporate boards and executive suites. And, you know, Mad Men is in the 60s. This is still a problem today. And the study posed a new hypothesis, which is what if men with stay-at-home wives are sort of subtly hostile to women in the workplace? And what they discovered was, yes, the men in traditional marriages saw presence of women in the workplace unfavorably. They perceived that organizations that had higher numbers of female employees were running less smoothly. They often denied, or more frequently denied, qualified women employees opportunities for promotion.
So you say traditional marriage defined here as men with stay-at-home wives while they're out working. Any sense of how many men are living like that in the current workplace?
It's actually not as big as you might think. Right now, I think about close to 3/4 of American families with kids under age 15 have both parents working, at least part-time. So it really is a minority of families. And, it may be that quite a few of that. You also need a certain level of financial stability in order to have only one spouse working. Mm.
It's not the first time these perceptions have been looked at by social scientists. Are they consistent with some of the previous studies, this recent UNC study?
They are. And, it's the people who created this latest study point out that, unlike perhaps in Mad Men, this may not be a, conscious sexism on the part of the men in the workplace. It really bends over backwards to say this could be about subconscious biases, but that the subconscious biases can still really have powerful effects.
And the study, as you say, characterizes men who feel this way as benevolent sexists, not likely to be overtly hostile towards women. The Bureau of Labor Statistics from 2010 estimates that about 11 million men are in such arrangements. So let's hear further how those attitudes actually manifest in the workplace. They may secretly be harboring these desires, but how does it come out?
Well, it might have to do with promotion, looking at qualified employees and maybe assuming or promoting the men over the women. It may be about workplace policies, so, willingness to work with employees on flexible childcare, flexible time arrangements so that they could handle childcare responsibilities or daycares in the workplace. Some companies are very progressive about that. Some companies are not. And what the study poses is that the idea that women are actually just opting out of the workplace might be a little bit oversimplified. Mm. Maybe more of those women would stay in the workplace if there were policies and attitudes that were friendlier toward them.
This is actually expressed as discrimination in some of the lab experiments. Can you tell us about those?
Sure. There were two lab studies. They were conducted with male university students. So in the first one, they took about 200 male married managers, and they showed them a recruitment letter from a fictional company. And some of the participants saw a letter that had male recruiters' names in them, and the other saw a letter that had female recruiters' names. And that second letter also really overtly noted that this was a company that was committed to women's advancement. And it turned out that the men in the traditional marriages were less likely to say they wanted to work for the woman-friendly company. Then there was another experiment where participants got a hypothetical candidate that they were supposed to evaluate for an MBA program. So some of them got David Blake, some of them got Diane Blake, otherwise identical resume. The men in the traditional marriages gave poorer evaluations to Diane.
So Diane didn't work out so well. we're talking with Joanna Weiss of the Boston Globe about a recent study that she reported on. And the finding is that men in traditional marriages, the meaning with stay-at-home wives, have negative attitudes about working women and organizations led by women, and more likely to deny opportunities to women than men whose wives work outside the home. It is such an interesting time for women in America. I mean, on the one hand, many traditional female jobs in the public sector, the teaching, the healthcare, lost in the recession, of course, the flap over birth control. Any sense of whether these perceptions of women in the workplace extend to other political issues among men in traditional marriages?
I think it's really attractive, the idea of extrapolating this and saying, oh, you know, Barack Obama has a wife who worked outside the home and Mitt Romney's wife always stayed at home. But I think that might be a little oversimplified. You look at Mitt Romney and he has often, you know, in his political life had very high-placed women in his organization. So, you know, it's hard to draw a direct line. On the other hand, I do think that women are very attuned this election season to policies across the board, social policies in the workplace, in the doctor's office that affect them, and they are quite attuned to a sense that perhaps women are being treated differently, unfairly still in many sectors.
Yeah, it looks like women under 50 apparently rallying under Obama, now a better than 2-to-1 advantage in that demographic. Any idea, Joanna, as to why some men do not perceive women at work negatively?
You know, one of the study's main authors, Sridhari Desai, thought of the idea of the study growing up in India and seeing these really traditional values in her family and seeing her father acting quite differently from some of his relatives. He wanted his daughters to go to engineering school and get educated, whereas many of the other people in his family didn't want, you know, really wanted women to stay at home. She had an original hypothesis that maybe men who had mothers who worked would be more friendly toward women in the workplace. That actually turned out, the data turned out not to support that. So she shifted her idea and thought maybe it has to do with what men see their mothers and their fathers doing at home, and whether the fathers participate as much in the household tasks as the mothers. So do they cook? Do they clean? How much are they, you know, there's still the sense that even when women work, they still come home and do the bulk of the housework.
Well, good argument for chores. Now, what do these findings suggest for some of the initiatives to create more family-friendly workplaces? What are they up against?
Well, again, you know, the really sort of having across the board family-friendly policies that apply not just to men, or I'm sorry, not just to women, but to men as well. So, you know, flexible time arrangements are something that both men and women can take advantage of. If they both do take advantage of that, then women aren't the only ones kind of holding the bag and looking like they're working less because they have families. So it's a matter of having workplace policies and then really encouraging participation from both genders in the family-friendly policies.
Well, Joanna, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Joanna Weiss, columnist for the Boston Globe and author of the novel Milkshake, which is about the politics of motherhood. She wrote about the recent study from the University of North Carolina called Marriage Structure and Resistance to the Gender Revolution in the Workplace. We do have a link to her article and the study that's published on the Social Science Research Network.